You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, I'm Brian McTaggart of MLB.com, joined by Jeff Blum, Astros now full-time announcer for Root Sports. I know you're excited about that. Big year for the Astros, of course, a lot of high expectations. Let's talk about the rotation a little bit. Everyone's talking about Keuchel and McCullers at the top. If they're healthy, do you think that's going to be the key to the season and they'll be able to allow them maybe to make a good push in the playoffs?
I think it all hinges on that. We know they're going to score runs with some of the acquisitions that they did make in the offseason, but I think that that starting rotation is the big key. Dallas Keuchel came off that Cy Young year, underperformed and got hurt, so there's kind of a double whammy and negatives for him, but he's looking to bounce back. Lance McCullers has a shoulder issue, correcting the mechanics a little bit. But again, it's health. You know as well as I do, you've covered the game a long time. If these guys can crank out 30 to 35 starts and go six innings every time out, this team is going to be extremely good.
And even if the pitching, I think, has areas where when it falls down and you know pitching comes and goes a little bit, this lineup is really deep. Just give us an idea of when the guys they added and the depth of this lineup. Now, how dangerous is it when you have a 1-9 and where there's no easy outs in this lineup?
Yeah, I think that was the biggest thing. I noticed it last year that when these guys would get past that five hole and you get past the Correa, depending on if Gattis was hot or not, there were three or four guys in this lineup that you could actually chew through with runners on base and get out of the inning unscathed. But now I think you're going to find a lot more guys that are in that lineup that can make contact. There are going to be guys that are a little more picky in the zone, get on base. But when you add McCann, Beltran, Reddick, I mean, those are three potent bats and three quality guys to add into that clubhouse too.
Yeah, let's talk about those additions a little more. Already seen Beltran in the clubhouse. He's amazing around some of the young pitchers. Being a guy who's been a veteran and when you were coming up, what kind of impact can those guys have when you have been there, done that? Beltran's done everything there is in the game. Reddick's been around a long time. McCann's caught some Hall of Famers in his career. They bring a lot of experience.
Yeah, it's kind of unique. You've got Beltran, who's that Latin influence. I know AJ talked about that a lot over the last couple of years, bringing somebody in to mix in and not teach these guys how to play, but just how to enlighten them a little bit and give them a little more education on what it's about winning in a 162-game season. There's a lot going on. And the sage advice that Beltran's going to have, he's got the experience of being a top prospect, an all-star, potential MVP, playoff contender, so he brings a lot to the table along with the bat and the experience.
Finally, let's talk about the bullpen. I know there were they rolled through three closers last year, and I know the fans pulled their hair out when it came to the bullpen. Astros relievers led the majors in WAR. This is a very good bullpen. Do you think this will be the year everyone settles in, Giles settles in, and it really becomes the lockdown bullpen that people expect?
I expect that, and I think AJ's in a unique position to have three guys that have closing experience with power arm and Ken Giles. And I think that year of experience here in Houston, the year of experience working with AJ and Brent Strom, is only going to make Ken Giles that much better. But I know these guys are excited seeing what the offense looks like, knowing that they'll have many more opportunities to go out there and close out these games.
Should be an exciting year. Yeah. Jeff Blum breaking it down. Thanks for your time.
Anytime.
Hi, I'm Brian McTaggart of MLB.com. We're joined by Todd Callis, the new television play-by-play voice for the Astros. And Todd, first of all, welcome to Houston and spring training. Just tell us about the move from a long time with the Tampa Bay Rays to the Astros.
Yeah, it's unusual to be with a team that long for 19 years and then join another team, Brian. But it's something that I'm very excited about. It was an opportunity that hasn't come across my table in a long time. I've looked at just a few play-by-play situations over the years, but I was very happy with the Rays. So when this happened, when Bill Brown retired, I knew it was a pretty good opportunity, and I was very fortunate to go through the process with Reed Ryan and others, and very happy to be in Houston.
Of course, you have some really deep Houston ties. Born in Houston, the same year the Astrodome opened, 1965, sorry to give away your age. You've held up better than the Dome. But your dad was the first voice of the Astros in the Astrodome, Harry Callis. Just what are your memories of the early days in Houston?
I don't remember a whole lot. I do remember going to some games when we were little. My brother was also born in Houston. I was the older one, but moved when I was five. Astrodome does still have some memories, though. I remember the exploding scoreboard. I remember the cowboy guns shooting the bullets and the bulls and the snorting bulls and all that. But not a whole lot. I don't remember much about games or anything. I just kind of remember visuals like that.
And obviously Houston probably held a special place in your father's heart for you as well. Just the opportunity to come back, kind of come full circle, has to be really a neat deal for you.
It really is. And Dad's known more for being in Philadelphia, for being there 39 years. But the reality is his first major league gig was with the Houston Astros, 1965, and the year I was born. So there's a lot of great history there with me coming back to Houston, and I'm very excited to become a Houstonian for the first time since basically the early 70s. So it'll be pretty cool.
Now, you were with the Rays for 19 years. Coming to a new team, what's the learning curve to get up to speed on all the players and the staff? And I mean, you have to go on the air and talk knowledgeably about the, and you do a good job at that. So how hard has that been?
Well, it's definitely the challenge. I want to know the history of the Astros like I knew the history of the Rays, but that's going to take time, and it'll probably be a year or two process. So I'm just kind of ramping up, taking one bite out of the elephant at a time. I know that when I walked into that clubhouse, there were not many guys that I knew really well. So it's just getting to know the guys, watching their games from the past years, knowing their tendencies, and really having Jeff Blum here and Julie Morales here really helps me out, because they've been around the team now for 4 or 5 years, so they can help me. But it seems like a great group. AJ Hinch has been phenomenal to work with early on, so I've really been diving into this in spring training. I look forward to continuing to do so.
Well, we look forward to the broadcast and having you in Houston for years to come. So that's Todd Callis. I'm Brian McTaggart, and back to you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.